You know, I have, I just counted this morning. I have 10 songs left. 10. I thought I was getting down there. I still have 10. And of those 10 songs, I would say 3 of them are very haunting musically, but not commercial. They're not really commercial songs. I have one great wedding song, which I want to rework. And then I have a song or two that are very biographical. They're really, I changed the lyrics. It was I decided to do third person. So oh. I'll share that with you later. And then oh. I have my first song, which was another breakup song. So wow. I think my first song, it's amazing, the first song I ever wrote. I was 15 years old. So I'm starting to play those.
Just always been a songwriter.
I guess, but I have to transpose them and figure out new chords, but then they sound really good.
That's funny when you say you were doing this and then you forget which one you were doing, like partly because you've done so many of the revision, verbal revisions, the key, arrangement revisions.
I just laugh because when I transpose them, I keep doing that circle of chords that you're talking about. Oh, yeah. The feminine one. No wonder, you know, it's like I didn't realize that progression is very much ingrained in a lot of the songs.
Oh, you would be surprised.
Oh, but you're gonna be, yeah, you're gonna be amazed. There's one of my songs where the progression is so unique. I'm proud of myself because I've come up with some very weird progressions.
You know, and making them work is so cool. And that's one of the things that that saying goodbye. And you have others that do that too, where it's a fresh, unexpected chord progression, and you make it work.
Well, I'm not famous yet, people. I don't know if it works if I ever make
money. But people
can
sing it, you know, over the chords. It's, and the melody makes it the unifying, it makes it commercial. Even though the chords may not be at that point. But, you know, the Beatles, all those, they did weird things too at times.
You want to be different. You want to be unique. I actually am recording an instrumental tomorrow. I'm not going to sing. I'm gonna do it.
Oh, good, and focus on your musicianship.
Well, it has a haunting melody, and I don't have lyrics that I really feel... I don't want to sing it. I want
What's
it to just
the melody. What instrument?
The guitar. Just
the guitar.
Beautiful, classical. Just a very nice flowing. And I think with some arrangement, a little bit, not overwhelming it. It could be very nice.
Oh, that would be fun.
Yeah.
I love the instrumental thing. Oh, yeah. I've done that too. When you're a musician, it's so cool to do. You know, you want to express.
Oh, sorry. I don't have a life.
You're apologizing?
No, but I'm
music.
Just like,
you're apologizing to, like, I can't completely feel you. You're probably one of the few people that completely gets it.
No, I'm saying to myself, this is my whole life. It's like, I want to be here just telling you.
And
about
you
all
think,
this.
Yeah,
do
and
I do anything
that's
else?
That's so funny. What do you think I'm thinking? Oh, I wish we were talking about what?
What lesson?
What else? What would we be talking about?
I know.
You know, music, motherhood? I mean, what else? That's,
motherhood, that's in the past. Now my guitar is my baby.
Yeah, that's what it's about, Judy. That's, God, I don't apologize. There's some boring stuff out there, but this is not it.
Want to do one more verse of You Are My Wings? We'll just do one verse and one chorus.
Okay.
And it'll be on there.
Okay.
Okay. Today we're flying to the sun. You are my wings, my companion. That one tomorrow, you know, when I record it, just to see how I would do that.
Yeah, you start from the beginning?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's good.
Today we're flying to the sun. You are my wings, my companion. Above the earth, we are like one. In the heavens, we're sailing those pink clouds in the sky, reflected rainbow in your eye. You know that I always wanted to fly way up above, and I'm in love, and I'm
that'll be worth re-recording.
Yeah.